I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
strong views on both sides of the Dixie State University name change. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bonas.
Second, Governor Spencer Cox says he'll do whatever he needs to do to make sure thousands of unused vaccine doses stay in Utah. The state estimates there are 26,000 doses for long-term care residents just sitting in vials. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, we have this crash northbound Washington Boulevard and 32nd Street in Weber County. It's blocking left lanes of traffic as well. It's been reported as right lanes, but no traffic getting through right now. They're holding everybody up, and then they'll start to let some go through. It might be a spot you want to avoid in Weber County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly sunny and 46 this afternoon, and a storm moves in tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Yeah, it's 42 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden rolling out a national COVID-19 strategy.
Our plan also protects those most at risk and works for everyone of all races and urban and rural communities alike.
The president's chief medical advisor was asked at today's White House press briefing if Amazon will help distribute the COVID vaccines.
I don't think I could answer that question. I'd be waving my hands about that. Sorry. Well, you know, one of the new things in this administration is if you don't know the answer, don't guess. Just say you don't know the answer.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci also warned that while the new UK variant of the virus may not be more deadly, it can still cause a serious outbreak. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she could send the Senate an article of impeachment charging President Trump with incitement of insurrection to the Senate as soon as Friday. The Senate voting on a waiver that would allow General Lloyd Austin to serve as defense secretary pending confirmation, even though he retired from the Army less than the mandated 7 years ago. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Biden administration's getting to work trying to put an end to the pandemic as quickly as possible. And this morning, the new president signed a number of executive orders, including strengthening vaccine distribution channels.
Yesterday, we got started. We directed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to start standing up the first federally supported community vaccination centers with the goal of standing up 100 centers within the next month. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will launch the federal pharmacy program to make vaccines available to communities in their local pharmacies beginning early within the, I think it's by the 7th or 8th of February, but in very early February. We'll also task the Department of Health and Human Services to prepare and expand the pool of medical professionals who can administer the vaccine, and to ensure we have enough vaccinators, the people doing the vaccines, to meet the nation's needs and quickly. In addition to this effort, our administration will be asking Congress to fund for the funds to grow the public health workforce. We also are going to take immediate steps to partner with governors, mayors, and other local officials who we've been talking to all along, who are on the front lines of this fight. We directed FEMA to establish a COVID response liaison for each state, which means every state will have a point person at the federal level to maximize cooperation between the federal government and the states, and where it falls short, to be made known about it, made known immediately. This is a model we used to respond to Hurricane Sandy, which I was deeply involved with. And in just a few moments, I'm going to sign a declaration to immediately begin reimbursing states 100% for the use of their National Guards to help COVID relief efforts, something Democrats and Republican governors alike have called for. But the brutal truth is, it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. So, while we increase vaccinations, we're going to take steps necessary now to slow the spread of the disease as well.
President Biden has signed orders requiring masks and social distancing on buses, trains, and airplanes. He's also ordering all those flying into the U.S. from other countries to test for COVID before boarding their flights and quarantining after arriving. You've been listening to The In-Depth, the latest from the administration on its second day, I guess first full day in office. There, KSL News Time 3:49, and a check on traffic now. Ricky, what's going on?
Well, so far so good. It's an easy ride on the valley freeways. And if you're going to be traveling the higher elevations, no problems reported along I-80 in Parleys and through Summit County. I-15 in Utah County also looking good, as well as westbound I-80 from I-215 all the way to Lake Point. Steve?
And a brand new crash in West Valley on your surface streets on 3500 south and about 3200 west. And looks like a good drive so far on I-15. That's both directions, north and southbound, from downtown Salt Lake City up to Willard Bay. Had that crash on Washington Boulevard in Ogden on 32nd Street with the right lanes blocked, and that other crash in Riverdale at 1200 West in Riverdale on the right shoulder. Attention drivers, a new ramp system will improve the connection from northbound I-15 to I-215, opening soon as early as February. Visit udot.utah.gov for details. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s and the 7-day forecast now brought to you by VW Southtown. And here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Temperatures in the mid-40s today ahead of a storm system that starts to move in tomorrow. Tomorrow, first half of the day looks dry with a high of 45. Then rain chances by the second half of the day, lows in the 30s. And that means a chance for snow when we wake up Saturday morning, a high around 38. Still a chance for snow throughout the day Saturday, but by Sunday, we're clearing things out with highs in the mid-30s, lows in the 20s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Sounds like I'm going to get a chance to fire up the snowblower. Hopefully the gas didn't go bad. It's 42 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Every time I move, I lose when I look, I'm in. And every time I turn around, I'm back in love. I get mixed emotions.
Huzzah! We made it to 2021. Last year was such a disaster. Earthquakes, wildfires, coronavirus, murder hornets, quarantine, online school. Ugh. It's time to say good riddance to 2020. Volkswagen Southtown is putting all remaining 2020 models on clearance. Save up to 30% off at Volkswagen Southtown. That's right. Save up to 30% off MSRP on remaining 2020s. And let's get rid of 2020 together. Is your payment too much? Is your interest rate too high? Are you feeling topsy-turvy in your trade value? Volkswagen Southtown has credit and payment options for everyone. Trade us your old car for an upgraded one, and Volkswagen Southtown will give you the original base MSRP for it, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Help us say sayonara to 2020 with up to 30% off at Volkswagen Southtown, just off 106 South on I-15, or visit vwsouthtown.com today. OAC, RCI, see dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthTown.com.
Google review from Ann. Whipple Service Champions advertised a water heater flush for $39, so I set up an appointment. In the meantime, a toilet developed a leak, so I was ready for that emergency. When Royal from Whipple arrived, he started by flushing the water heater. Turned out my old plumbing wasn't up to code and the water pressure was a problem too. Next, the leaking toilet, which also didn't flush well. He was able to simply replace the toilet on the spot. Got the water pressure issue resolved. New toilet plus free input on installing a shower all in one day. One satisfied customer here. Thanks, Ann. See what Ann saw with a $39 water heater flush. Or a Gerber Viper toilet, $299 installed. Furnace or AC tune-ups, just $44. $100 off any repair of $300 or more. Free furnace or AC replacement estimate. $55 drain cleaning, $350 off electrical meter or an electrical panel replacement. Call now.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. Why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Bountiful today. 801-298-1847. 801-298-1847. Again, that's 801-298-1847. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency.
We're watching Utah's money. Instacart is letting go of close to 2,000 workers. Experts say it's because grocery stores are relying on their own employees to pick orders, which are then grabbed by Instacart delivery people. KSL Drives. Which cars are people most likely to hold onto for 15 years or more? Gear Patrol says it's the Subaru Forester, the Honda Pilot, and the Toyota Prius. United Airlines is expecting another brutal quarter. The company says revenue will probably be down as much as 70% from the same period in 2019. Wall Street today, the Dow dipped a dozen points, the S&P gained a single point, and the NASDAQ gained 73. KSL News Time 355. It's time for Cougar Tracks now, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
It's a game day for the red-hot BYU Cougars, who are riding high into the Marriott Center after a pair of road victories last weekend. Tonight, the Cougars welcome the struggling Portland Pilots, who have lost 34 of their last 35 WCC games. That doesn't change the excitement Mark Pope and his team has to be back at home after a long time on the road.
It's going to be fun to be home. It'll literally be exactly 1 month. The last home game we had was on the 21st of December. So there's that. There's that little anticipation of how's it going to feel to be back in the Marriott Center. But certainly we'll take that. We're excited to be here. I know the guys are excited to be home, and we got huge games coming. So, two really big games this week.
Coverage of BYU in Portland begins at 6 p.m. tonight, and tip-off is set for 7. You can listen to the game right here on KSL and the KSL News Radio app. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.